Well, folks, we are opening up the inbox, and I have counselor Christina Browning here to answer today's question. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going well. So you're going to have to talk about some indecision here with one of our listener questions.
Yes.
So you ready for that?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. Our listener says, I'm considering going back to school, but that would mean moving back in with my parents and taking on a lot of debt. Those thoughts scare me enough until I consider that all the hard work I've already done might be for nothing, as the career I hope is on the other side may never come. What scares me the most, though, is not doing it. If I don't go for it, that means staying in an unsatisfying job. I don't see myself anywhere in a year on my current track, but this new one is a completely terrifying unknown. I feel trapped. How should I ask God for guidance, and how can I know if He's telling me to stay on my current track or make a drastic change? This person just strikes me as like they want to be an actress or actor.
Yes.
This is that, you know, terrifying, like, am I ever going to make money doing this kind of thing?
Right. Well,
but
that
we don't
risk
know that,
of
but,
living.
Yeah.
You know, it's a risk of living. And how do we take that risk of living?
Yeah.
So, you know, three things come to mind. You know, your creator created you for a purpose, and it's a unique purpose. Nobody else is going to be able to fulfill your purpose in life. And in order to do that, your relationship with God has got to be your rock. You know that God leads us by His peace, and He will always give you an option, regardless of what stage you're at in this. So, in making your decision, being able to own your unique journey and being willing to take that risk of living. And what does that look like for you?
Okay, so those are good points, Christina. So practically speaking, what does this look like? Because I think there's a lot of pressure on young adults to be able to support themselves in an economy where a lot of them are shouldering debt, or they're underemployed, or they're whatever. So how do you know whether you're really balancing that risk well? I mean, should you just shoot for the moon, or does this mean like taking measured steps and evaluating? What would you say is kind of a wise next step for this person?
I believe that God's not going to springboard us into a risky situation that does not have a firm foundation. So that means, okay, if I have mentors around me, like, you know, if you're wanting to get into debt in a way that is responsible, like with school, consult with like the Dave Ramsey program, who can tell you, okay, this is calculated risk. This is how you manage your money appropriately, and being able to do that in bite-sized pieces. Maybe you don't need to go all or nothing. And generally, that's one of my favorite recommendations, is not the all or nothing. Either I do this or I do that. Or why don't we slow down and do both? Of, okay, maybe I take a couple classes and work full time so that I don't have to get into debt and I can still manage this. So being able to look at how can I consult with people who can give me advice to help get me out of my all or nothing thinking so that I can walk a firm path and say, okay, what does a firm path look like? And what steps do I need to have in place in order to walk on that path instead of just jumping off a cliff? Because that's not helpful to anybody on any stage.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I always like to tell young adults, you know, if you have this dream, explore it in pieces. I mean, keep your job right now, but then maybe take on your dream as a hobby, or start doing something part-time, or start looking into, even if it means volunteering your time to do something so you can get noticed, build up a little experience, whatever.
Right.
So not knowing what your specific dream is, you know, we can't speak to that, but I think that's where finding people who are currently in that field or whatever is a great way to start that out. How
Absolutely.
They get their start.
So. Find a mentor that's already doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Take them out to coffee. Go have lunch with them and find out what is their recommendations on what was most helpful in their schooling, or what was most helpful in helping them get their job, so that you can get in a situation where you're being mentored by somebody that has been successful in doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then start worming your way into doing volunteer things with that person or that organization so that you can get experience and be successful, instead of this, okay, I'm going to go take this degree and get the certificate and hope that I can get a job. If you don't have any background in that or no connection piece, you know, it's going to be unlikely, or less likely that you'll be successful in that.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, that is it. You heard what Christina has to say, and you might be in a similar situation. So pop over to boundless.org on the blog for this show and let us know what has or hasn't worked for you, or what are your unique strategies that you have tried. We always enjoy learning from one another as well. So otherwise, check out the rest of the show, including past shows, and be ready for the future ones as well. We will see you around here next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.